So we've had this conversation before, but it's probably been a year. And the question is, do we need to react to everything as Christians? Do we need to have an opinion on everything as Christians? Do we need to comment to everybody what we're thinking in the moment as Christians?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one that I still struggle with. Following Jesus and starting to delve into him and learn what love is. Something I've struggled with is listening to people, and my ability to listen has really increased. It's really grown over the past couple of years, and I listen, but at times, I listen with the intention of trying to solve the problem or fix the solution, be the solution.
Stop there. So on that point, when we first met and we would have conversations, you would try to answer the question before you heard me. And I think I did the same thing with you. One thing I've realized in the last year as our friendship has grown is we listen to each other. We stop, we're quiet, and we take in everything that the other person is saying. And sometimes I think we don't feel like we have to give an opinion or a comment on everything that's been said. But I wanted to stop you there because it is something that you said that you've become better at. You have become enormously better at that. You seriously have, in the sense that I can remember the conversations before where it would be like the minute I'm saying something, complaining about something, or something's troubling me, like, well, then go to the gym. You used to like running, go running, or eat this, or don't eat that. Maybe that's the problem, or stop chewing gum, or why are you biting your nails? And all these things. So you'd just be throwing things. We would both be doing that with each other. And now, I think in the growth of our friendship and understanding each other, we give each other the time to actually explain what it is that we're going through or what we might be struggling with, which I think is a testament to how good our friendship is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you may continue. I apologize for that.
No problem. I appreciate you saying that, and it is something. I mean, it was my solution for myself, right? Well, I just need to do this. I just need to do that. I just trying from my heart to give myself advice. I'm trying to give you advice. And I still struggle with this. I'm still learning to grow and to listen to not only others, but to myself. It's something we can always improve on. It's something we can always become like Jesus and become like God, because God always listens. God always listens, and he instructs and he guides with gentleness and love. And it's amazing. It's amazing when I feel the weight on my shoulders and I just go to him with honesty, bringing him my concerns, the weight's lifted. And he might give me direction, but not the direction that is from me that says, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do that. He just gives me a direction. And the direction always comes with peace. The direction always comes with clarity, not my fear and my need to do something coming up and saying, do this, do this, do this, and do this, and do that, when God is just saying, stay right here and come to me.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I've told you how oftentimes when I am praying and I'm talking to God and I feel God's presence and I can feel God's like hand on my shoulder when times are really tough. And I'll ask the question, like a very specific question, do I need to do this or do I need to do that? There's never that, well, I shouldn't say there's never, but very often it's not an answer of one way or the other. It's just be here, be with me right now. And that's the feeling I get when I pray. And that is, it's, it's such a moment every time. It's such a moment. It is clarity. It may not point you in the direction where you're going to react and go do something, but it's clarity in that you just need to stop and stop overthinking and stop thinking you know when it's God that knows what the direction is.
Absolutely. I mean, most of the direction I get isn't to do this or do that. It's really just to get into the Word. Mm-hmm. And the Word has an answer for everything. And it's amazing when I recognize that, when I remember that and submit to the Word and go to it for my answers instead of going to all these different things and ways and distractions. There's so many YouTube videos that you can go to that have this solution right there in the title and in the thumbnail that says, this is what you need to do. This is that 3-step process to get you free from this. Mm-hmm. Click on this video. Don't scroll. This is God's way of speaking to you. All these different clickbaity titles that claim to have the answer, but the only answer isn't here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Do you have a verse?
Yeah. Verse for this episode, Proverbs 29, verse 11. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. And I think you have another translation.
A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. So what does that mean to you?
It means that we don't need to react to every single thing that we hear, to every single feeling and emotion that bubbles up. It's really just about acknowledgement, awareness, mm-hmm. and coming to God with all of it. Don't deny your feelings. Don't deny your emotions. Don't deny what you've gone through or what people have said to you, but accept it. Mm-hmm. Accept it and acknowledge it and come to Jesus with it. Because sometimes we're reacting to triggers or trauma of things people have said, but we don't see the things the way God sees them. We don't see the abuse that person went through. Mm-hmm. We don't see the struggle they've gone through. We don't see how they've been hurt. Right. And so often hurt people hurt other people. Mm-hmm. So when we look at it from a perspective of God and we look at it from a perspective of this verse, we're able to put ourselves in their shoes and ultimately come to forgiveness with them, love them, and it gives us peace.
Yeah. Have you ever known somebody that's been an inspiration to you, but they're a quiet person? They're a person that doesn't always give. I think specifically of my grandfather. My grandfather was a very quiet man, very faithful man, very good family man. And his lack of communication, his lack of giving a comment and his opinion on everything spoke volumes to what direction we needed to go as a family. So I think sometimes saying nothing speaks volumes to that person that you may be trying to help. I know recently I was trying to console and help somebody that was suffering with a panic attack. And I just sat there and listened to what they had to say. And my calmness, my not having to give them my opinion and give them my suggestion on how to overcome what they're dealing with in that moment, brought peace to them. I could tell. And I know that there's been times where I've been struggling and you've just listened. You've just been quiet. You've given me a little bit of something in the end, but not too much. And it was just right. It was just what I needed at that point. So that's kind of what I get out of that verse.
When you're listening, you're not just listening to another person. You're also giving the Holy Spirit permission to come up. You're also listening for almost like the leading of the Spirit to respond in what way is best. And when I surrender to that leading, I always respond in the best way possible, the most gentle way possible, the most loving way possible. But sometimes I forget that. And sometimes I get caught up with wanting to give them an answer because I see their suffering, but I don't need to be the answer, because Jesus is the answer.
Right. For sure. Well, thank you for joining us. Please subscribe and follow us, and we will see you next time.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy this shorter form of content. We love you. And if you're wandering, God is searching.